This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class today. Brad is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Listen line is up. 605-477-3249. Deborah Brewster is with us, USA Prepares instructor. She lives in Missouri. And I was invited to an event at the Brewster Farm. And it was called a tin foil hat party. There were over 20 of us there. And every one of us was of the preparedness mindset. And I thought before the this broadcast, she and I should talk about what she did. Because she is an extraordinary event planner. So she planned this event. We all arrived. We received a tour of the family farm. And then we met each other. And when it's uncomfortable to spend time with someone new, she encouraged us in a very nice way to meet people whom we had never seen before. Okay? So think about, you go to a wedding, and who do you sit with? Well, the people you know. Do you go to a table with people you don't know? Hardly. You always sit with the same people. Well, she wanted us all to meet all of us. And it was really neat the way she did it. Welcome, Deborah Brewster.
Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Deborah. And by the way, I was, you know, when you sent me that invitation, over a month prior, I was all excited. I mean, I was really excited. I was looking forward to it. And I think back fondly on your event. What a neat thing you did. And I don't get out much. I really don't. But no matter what, I was not going to miss that event. So in the car, Steve Elkins, broadcaster from Republic Broadcasting. He was at the farm with us during the Christmas days. And John Stadtmiller. He spent several days with us as well. And so the three of us got in the car. And we went out. Mrs. Fennelli was unable to make it, but she wanted us to go. So, Deborah, tell us, why did you have that event?
You know, that is really the most important element of, the whole event in my mind. And obviously, I certainly believe that we are so clearly at the precipice of really our country falling apart. And, that is why, I try to learn, meet people, figure out how life is going to look and how I'm going to respond when things, our government, just life as we know it can no longer be held together. And so I believe in order to better prepare myself and my loved ones, but starting with myself, to be quite honestly, is that I need to figure out all that I can do to plan for these events and, you know, to understand what would increase my chances of survival. And I've always come to the conclusion that no man's an island to themselves, that we really need community. And so there's a lot of points that people focus on. Excuse me. What is the importance of establishing community? And they believe it's about finding and bringing together people with all the right set of skills. And so, you know, just to kind of name some of those skills that people might think they need to have within their group. Maybe they have the leader or the commander, and, you know, they're going to have maybe their communication specialist and their medical triage team, and they're going to have their, you know, scouts, the people that they're kind of helping with the peripheral defense, tradesmen, their plumber, their electrician, their the cook, the teacher, the pastor, the agriculture specialist, meaning the person's going to grow their food, to the husbandry, who's going to take care of animals, if there's animals at the homestead, whatever it may be. And so they focus all their attention on acquiring skills. But what I found is that people, the greatest strength that we have is our individuality and our versatility as human beings. And what I mean by that is that we all have things that we've done in our lifetime. It may not be our occupational things that we mostly identify with, but we all come from different life experiences that will allow us to persevere through many different situations. I'll give you an example. My mother passed when I was 4. So I was raised by my father, who was pretty much just off making money. And he just didn't really have the skill set to effectively nurture. We had 5 girls in our family. So we kind of just, you know, ran our own household. I mean, he was gone probably 12 hours a day working and, you know, of course, part of the day is sleeping. But we had to learn to just kind of function, and we just kind of survived. And that, you know, is just one example. There's so many people that come from so many walks of life. I'll hear people talk about when they live with grandma and they remember her using a washboard. Or another person may tell me that they didn't have electricity, or maybe they didn't have TV, or they, you know, they butchered their own animals, or they, you know, they grew all their own food. So we don't really know the life experiences that may have planted golden nuggets in each of us. And so on the surface, we may see the macho guy that gets up and says, yeah, I'm ex-military, but maybe that person has not really, well, a lot of people are ex-military. That in itself is not a, you know, exclusively the badge of honor. I mean, it is an honorable thing that they've done to serve our country, but that doesn't mean that they have tremendous skill sets. I know people that are in law enforcement, and maybe they're just given 50 bullets, and they have limited target practice because they don't have the resources in their budget to really allow their officers to really go out and properly train, just because, you know, the ammunition cost and things like that. So sometimes we make assumptions that a person is going to have all these very important skill sets and that they're going to be an asset to your group. But what I have learned from just living is, and I had in my life many times large houses. Now, the one I have now, it's an average size home, but I've lived in large homes and my husband worked out of state. So I would sometimes rent out a room just because I couldn't stand being alone all the time. I'm a very light sleeper and I just wasn't sleeping well. And so in doing that, I've had different opportunities over a long period of time to see other people and even in work situations to see how people respond. And, you know, sometimes what I have found a lot of times is that until you really get around people and you really spend time, you may not realize that they have some deep principles and things that they'll fight for and things that they've been through. And then other times they're very superficial and they don't have the character. It's not someone that you're going to be able to live with, and or even you don't like being around. Now, part of having a group is that a lot of times people think that you have to like everybody that you're with, and of course they have to possess all these skills. But in reality, think about it. People go to work. They may work in a factory, and they produce a service or whatever the case may be, and they get along. And they, because they have to, they have a common one purpose, and they set aside all these things. And they may not really have a chance that they're going to shine and stuff, and we may not get to deeply know them. But all of these things weigh on my thought process, like, in, if I'm with them for an extended time, 24 hours, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for possibly years, one, yes, we can function because we're disciplined and the circumstances dictate a certain behavior. But at the same time, I need to be able to know a little bit about people's personality, what drives them, what's their history, you know, what's going to motivate them? Are they going to fall apart under pressure? Are they going to rise to that occasion? And it's for these kind of reasons that I take the time. I invest my energy. I mean, I don't know anybody that does an event that doesn't put a lot of effort on the front end preparing for that event. Even though, like, let's say we had a potluck, and I'll tell people to bring stuff because they need to learn to contribute. They need to learn to carry their weight. It's not because I didn't have five refrigerators and freezers that I could have easily pulled anything, and I was prepared on a drop of the dime if there was a deficiency to make sure that I put stuff out, that there was more than enough to accommodate the group. But it was to really see how people come. If they're willing in the best of times to get out, maybe it was a little cold, and come and participate so that, one, they could size me up and I could size them up, but also so that we could perhaps have an opportunity to dig and learn more about each other. And most people, they want it easy. They want the obvious. You know, okay, that person's the marksman, and, you know, he's the ex-military, he's in our group. It's an automatic entrance pass. And yet, they don't know, that person could have been, you know, a psychopath. You know, they could be coming out with PTSD and be totally not stable. They could lose it. So we have to really weigh all these different issues.
Hold that thought. We're going to a break.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Deborah Brewster's with us. What a brilliant description of how it is, Deborah, and the group, the village, the team. You're absolutely correct. And you came up with a list of questions that you asked everyone to consider talking about, just kind of in a round robin format. But you had a bell, and the first person was given this bell and would ring the bell. That would mean, okay, next this person is going to speak, and when finished, the next person got the bell and would ring the bell and would talk about what? Well, number one was the first name of that person. Number two was the current or past main occupation, meaning skill set. Three, what do you believe is the next big event to prepare for? And what do you think is coming? Number four, are you a pre-tribulation saint or expect to go through the tribulation? Number five, are you emergency planning with a small community, neighbors, or family only? Number six, how many people are in your group? And number seven, the last question, would you take in a prepper friend who lost everything? And I think the answers, when people described who they were, what their thoughts were, each person took maybe 2-3 minutes, and it was riveting. You could hear a pin drop in the room because the attention was focused on the individual who was speaking. Everybody was really interested in that, and of course I was as well. Deborah, what was your takeaway from that, what you heard? Because some of the things that, you know, I knew probably close to half of the people who were at that tinfoil hat party of yours, because they had been coming to they, if, you know, some of them had been coming to the meetups in Springfield for years, the meetups that we hosted. What was your takeaway?
Well, one thing that really surprised me, or I guess it shouldn't have, was to realize that how many people really don't feel prepared for what is to come. And what I mean by that, they haven't been able to bridge the gap, even within their own family unit, to be on the same page to prepare collectively together. And I'm going to give you the example. One of the individuals, and it really shocked, I think, everybody more than any response we had to any question. That person said, I forget which question it was that triggered it, but they indicated that they felt that at some point they were going to have to flee their home and that they would be having to leave their spouse. Now, they've been married, I believe, well over 30, 35 years or so, that their spouse has made it so clear that they're not going to prep. They apparently just think it's crazy, I have to assume, and they're just not going to fight, that they're just going to stay where they're at and whatever happens, happens, but just almost that they didn't feel that they were going to change anything about their life to prepare them for what it was ahead. And it blew everybody away. This person said, I'm going to have to leave my spouse. And the person honestly said, what am I to do? You know, and that's a tall order. In fact, I asked my husband later that same question. And he says, well, I'm going to just stay with you if that's it, if you're just not going to go. But the difference is my husband knows, and we have been preparing collectively together for, I don't know, a good solid or 7 or 8 years. And, you know, he's just much more of a nurturing type of person. But I also think of myself, if my husband just wasn't willing to flee and that's it, boy, I do love him, but, you know, I choose life. And I guess if I lost everything else, my children and everything else, you know, perhaps maybe I might just say, okay, that's it. We're just going to take it as the chips come. But, you know, if I see 20 people approaching my property with high-powered rifles or whatever the case may be, and I know, you know what, party's over, they're, you know, it's not looking good, my tendency is to want to move on and to survive.
Well, I'm in total agreement, and I remember that person speaking very well, and then when it was my turn, I was second to last. I had an exclamation point to put on that, and I'll share that with you when we come back. Deborah Brewster's with us. This is USA Preparers.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's December jobs report beats expectations. It shows the U.S. added 312,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate did tick up slightly to 3.9%. The employment gains well above the 180,000 new jobs most economists were expecting.
What we've completely focused on is keeping the president's promise to build a wall. Vice President Mike Pence there discussing the White House insistence on wall funding before it will vote on a funding measure to end the partial government shutdown. The president inviting congressional leaders to attend another discussion of the matter today. The shutdown is now 2 weeks old, and there are 800,000 government workers furloughed or working without pay. The Dow opens over 300 points higher after that strong jobs report I mentioned. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Today.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds, during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Deborah Brewster's with us. And Deborah, you're talking about your tinfoil hat party, and when we all heard this kind of a message, and the message was that when times get tough, a husband may have to leave his wife purely because of value differences, not because they would be separating where one person would go one way and the other person another way, and the plan would be to meet up later, but just purely because of value differences. What's the use in fighting? What's the use in persevering? Let's just give up. You know, that kind of a thing. Well, Back in Virginia, we had a company that manufactured computers, Mrs. Finelli and I and the children. And a woman customer came in and she said, "How can you and Mrs. Finelli work together all the time?" She said she couldn't do it. And she said that she and her husband take separate vacations because they'd kill each other if they spent too much time together. My jaw dropped. I couldn't believe that. The reason that I married Mrs. Finelli is because she's my best friend. She's the one I want to spend the most time with. And that's just the way it is. And I know that's the way it is with you and your husband, Deborah. But to put an exclamation point on what I just said, at your tinfoil hat party when it was my turn to speak and I was second to last, I told the story about how I met this man, and I knew him for years. And he was a high-ranking person in a government kind of job. He was the number one guy. He was the top in this particular government, local government organization. And he turned to me and he said, "Vincent, I may have to shoot some of my family members when things get bad." And what he meant was, because they didn't get it, because they wouldn't cooperate, because they wouldn't work together, because they would not be a team, because they would be disruptive, because he couldn't trust them to do what they said they would do. All of the above. Because they would be wasteful, because they would squander hard-saved, hard-earned resources. All of the above. And he wasn't kidding. And so that just put an exclamation point on what we heard by one of the people at your tinfoil hat party. It was a real eye-opener, as you said. And many people haven't thought about that. They haven't thought about exactly what you said. Just because someone is ex-military, you know, that they're going to be great. They may be unstable, as you mentioned. Absolutely true.
You know, so, and it's like with that individual, I have sisters that happen to live out of state. We so venomously disagree with each other on every life issue there is that I don't even want them to know where my home is. Now, reality, I guess if they're smart enough, they could, like, really attempt it. But I believe in a second they would sell me out to some FEMA camp or my resources or go check here. You might find this provision. Trust is so critical. And that's the purpose why I get together with people. I've got to figure them out. They, you know, they got to figure me out. And maybe nothing will ever come of it. Maybe we'll just perhaps just barter with each other. But that in itself could mean the difference of surviving and not surviving. Now, of course, I have a bigger objective. I want to know, are any of these people someone that they could be a contingency plan B for me, or I might be a plan B for them? The problem in America is that we are very individualistic, and so we always want to go off and do our own thing, and so it's very hard overall for us to come together. Even think about it in the professional world. What do doctors do if they have, the reality, nobody thinks of it this way, a deficiency in one area? They become a specialist so that therefore they don't have to try to plug their holes in their deficiencies, and they can just focus on their strength. But in reality, we all have deficiencies. And so to survive, we need to learn to plug our deficiencies. Yes, we have strengths, and we have to put certain things in place. I know, very quite honestly, I have a leadership skill within me, and I have logistic capabilities and organizational capabilities, and thank God we have resources that have already been mobilized to allow for survival. I'm not saying against every odds, but I know I don't have the community. I don't have a tribe. Yes, I pray my family makes it here. They've got very well-rounded skill sets. But what if not? And what if, you know, I get compromised and I have to go some other place? Now, not only I have a place out of state because my husband works out of state, I've got to keep that fortified with plenty of provisions from protection and food and every other thing, and a game plan with my husband, how quickly we have to respond to upheaval and to mobilize ourselves together again. But also it's a contingency, it's a drop point for my kids on their way to my home as well. But at the same time, I could be in this fight alone if he doesn't make it here, depending on if it's a high altitude weapon or something. He may never make it home. We have to know how we plug the deficiencies, the areas that we're not strong, who we can trust. Again, I think we have to mingle with our neighbors, too. Generally, when I do these events, I do them about 3 times a year. You know, the neighbors come, too, because, you know, I need to kind of know them. They got to know who I am. I got to kind of know who they are. Because when it gets down to the end, there is strength in numbers, but you must also know who fits what role and how they will function and keep that group cohesively together.
Yeah, and Deborah, you know, one of the questions that you asked, the last question, number 7, would you take in a prepper friend who lost everything? That was quite interesting to me. What was your take on that? What would you take in a prepper friend who lost everything?
The biggest thing I heard people say is, well, it depends. And I think that it depends, I assume, on, in reality, how much provisions they have. Do they feel that that person could add value, an additional person for manual labor, an additional person for security? But if they felt that religiously or, you know, for different purposes that they don't feel comfortable with that person, they wouldn't take them in. I'll tell you, I go to a few different meetup groups that meet randomly, and there was one gentleman that went to church on Saturday. He was what we call a Sabbath worshiper, and so he doesn't eat what's called the unclean meat, rabbit, you know, pork, things like that. Now, I put a pond on my property that I stock in. I've got catfish, and I have rabbits that I'm breeding because they reproduce meat, and it just becomes one additional provision that's available. Now, I've never eaten the rabbits, and I've never eaten the fish, but I said, whether I think it's clean or unclean, I'm going to eat whatever I have to do to survive. It's if it's bugs. But they're like, oh, you can't be, you, how could you basically consider yourself, you know, Christian or whatever, because they had a strong constitution about clean meats and unclean meats. And yet, you know, it's, again, how they interpret things. So these are things that, things can separate us that we wouldn't even anticipate. And yet I saw the same person at this meetup rip apart another person who I consider highly trustworthy, extremely knowledgeable, and it was because they objected that when this person sent out an email broadcast, there were too many people on his email broadcast, so they felt this person lacked being discriminate. And I know this person. He communicates with like-minded people, and he's knowledgeable, and he's always willing to help and share and carry his weight and brings a lot of valuable information. So you just don't know. Now, that person wasn't at our meetup that we had, the tinfoil hat party, but it's just symbolic that there's all different factors that are going to make it, you know, unbearable to cohabitate with people, and, you know, maybe I'm going to be forced to out of pure survival, but I do want to stack the odds that I can, like, reasonably get through this and keep my sanity. And so, you know, taking people in, you know, my feeling is I've got land. You have obviously way more land than I have, but I could have people come, but you know what? You better come with your travel trailer, your tent, your food, your provisions, your protection. You know, if you're preparing, you should never flee where you have nothing. You should have prepared and mobilized resources off-site. You have to always think of all these things. You must plan. You must do everything possible, you know, to survive, and that means plan A, plan B, plan gentleman said he was going to choose life. Now, maybe he might change in the heat when it comes down to it, and he may just decide, I'm not going to flee, you're the one with the spouse. But I think we owe it to humanity to choose life. And sometimes we're going to have terrible choices, but we have to choose life. And, you know, I don't know what else to say.
Well, I've got a comment about that. When I started speaking, I asked the question, how many of you have cell phones? It was probably the first or second thing I said before my name. And everyone's hand went up, except one person said, I don't. I said, okay, that's two of us. So here we have a whole room full of people, and they're dependent on their cell phones. They're going to a meeting to discuss private things, and yet they brought their broadcast system with them, their personal tracking system with them, to share with whoever may be listening in what their deepest, most private thoughts are about preparedness. They could not leave their cell phone home. They had them with them. Got another couple comments when we come back. Deborah Brewster's with us. We're talking about things that just are not discussed.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Deborah Brewster's with us. And so, Deborah, I remember when it was my turn to speak toward the end, I said to the group, wow, this is the most impressive group of people I've met since I crashed an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Do you remember me saying
that? That's so true.
And now, I am not an alcoholic, but I did crash one because I wanted to see if I could find someone to come on the air with us and talk about Alcoholics Anonymous, because I think it's a wonderful organization. Well, what I learned is this group of people that you had, and I really meant it, they are an extremely bright group of people. But we had so many differing opinions and values that and each person was kind of like a leader. Okay, so you had a whole room. Well, most of us were leaders, right? So there you'd have problems right away, like who was in charge. That'd be a huge problem, because you had ex-military, you had people who are in business for themselves, people who really know how to do things. He had a medical professional there. So it was very interesting. And when it got to, would you take in a prepper friend who lost everything? That was extremely interesting to me. And I apologize for losing some friends before I started what I had to say. And I said no. I said, no, I wouldn't, because after teaching people for 7 years, if they weren't prepared, I can't help them. I just can't, because literally we've been preaching this for 7 years. But I did say, in the case of someone who was really prepared, someone who tried but was overrun, you know, by another team, I would. And I meant it. But really, you and I have been teaching in person, on the radio, separately, together. We've been teaching people to prepare. But so few think that they need to prepare. They think everything's going to be okay.
And that's even part of, like, doing this get-together. People, see, when you join a group, people say, well, what's it going to cost? Because there are groups that have costs, you membership dues you got to pay, and you got to, you know, meet all these requirements. But with the type of people that I mingle with, we don't have any cost, direct cost. But yet, other than you're going to have to invest your time. You're going to have to get in your car, you know, spend the gasoline to get there. You're going to have to contribute. And you also have to be able to, the expense is to take care of yourself, to carry your own weight. And that's why I said I ask people to bring something. One, it makes it more interesting, the food selection, but because people have got to learn to carry their weight, to make a contribution, to make a sacrifice. And a lot of people, when they choose groups, of course we choose groups that reinforce our views, our beliefs, things that we already hold, like the Alcoholic Anonymous group. They go to each other because they understand each other. And, you know, that's what keeps them cohesive and going along. However, that being said, for that which is ahead, we're going to have to broaden our net, broaden those people, and it's a matter of figuring out, who can I live with here, you know? Who would I take in? When we say, well, I got to think about it, under certain conditions, you know, they're qualifiers. And so this is all part of that practice, getting to know people that you're with and, you know, to figure these things out, to really even codify your own thinking, what your own beliefs are, and really where you're coming from. And then, of course, to be open that if you need a correction in your attitude, if you're not thinking clearly, that you get feedback. You're open to another narrative, another opinion to stretch, you know, if it makes sense what they're saying. So getting together, even though it's for entertainment, it also has to be to grow intellectually, spiritually, in all, you know, to be a complete contributing human being.
I totally agree. And, you know, we have a rejoiner in this broadcast, and it's no whining. Well, imagine having a whiner.
Oh, God.
I don't want to do that. Jeez. Deborah Brewster, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great week.
You too.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.